Thank you for calling. Samantha here.
Yeah, Samantha, this is Gary Brumbeck. You were supposed
Hi, Gary.
To call me. Hi.
Thank you
Hi.
So much for calling back. How are you?
Well, I'm worn out from dealing with your company, and I cannot take it anymore. I want you to cancel my contract.
Okay, and what are the issues? I mean, what exactly happened with you? Can you explain?
Oh, well, yeah. You could probably see the trail of email exchanges I've had primarily, I guess, with Ryan. And waiting for you were supposed to call. Your company was supposed to call me at 9 this morning.
Mm-hmm.
That never happened.
Mm-hmm.
There's been one misstep after another on the part of your company, and I cannot deal with it anymore. I just cannot deal with it anymore.
Okay.
So I have talked to my credit card company. And but I said I will try to resolve this with you first. If I can't, I will have my credit card company cancel the credit card charge.
Okay. All right. First of all, Gary, you don't need to proceed with a dispute. A dispute is the scenario when the company refuses to provide you a refund or you cannot get a hold of the company. Now, you mentioned something about not getting a call at 9 o'clock your time, correct? Is that the only reason why you're canceling the project, because you didn't get a call at 9 o'clock?
Well, it's one thing after another. I've wasted It's only 1:45 or so here at Eastern Standard Time, and I've spent most of my day trying to deal with your company, and I can't take it anymore.
Okay. First of all, I apologize for the delay in call. We're actually in the Pacific time zone. So the reason why the call was missed, it's because of the time difference that we have. If it was a call at 9 o'clock your time, that actually means that it would have been 6 o'clock Pacific Standard Time.
I did not set that 9 o'clock. It was your company that did. I told them I was on Eastern Standard Time.
Okay, well, then there was a miscommunication there, and that's the reason why probably Brian couldn't get to call you at 9 o'clock your time. So that was a confusion.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Apart
right.
from that, Gary, since you have signed up with us, why don't you see the quality of work first and then go for a refund if it doesn't make sense to you? Reason why I'm saying this, Gary, it's because at this point of time, the reason that you're providing me for the refund request, it's not the dissatisfaction or quality issues in terms of the project. It's actually a change of mind from your end. You feel like it is going to be a hassle.
Well, there was also, for example, an error in the contract. There was on the contract itself, there was the wrong date printed. March 3, 2022, for example, instead of 2023.
Okay, Gary, that was a human error. You can understand that sometimes typos happen. I mean, not getting the call on time and a human error in terms of the year that was incorrect. I mean, you can let go of that.
I understand that. But then I also had conversations with Ryan about uploading my book and back cover. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know. What he sent me was just terribly confusing.
Then forget about that. The portal can get difficult. I understand. All you need to do is provide me the manuscript, and you can note down my email address. Just the manuscript. That's it. And let me know what kind of edits you need. I promise you I'm not going to ask you for anything additional. That's it. Starting from now, you got nothing to do. Okay? You just send me the manuscript. I'm not even asking you to fill out the brief forms. I'm taking that hassle too. I will take care of that. But I just need you to send me the manuscript, at least see the editorial report that the team will compile for you, and then make your decision. That's fair enough. I mean, at least look at the quality of work. See, I don't have any issue providing you a refund right now. But the problem is that we focus on customer satisfaction, Gary. And at this point of time, I know that it was a shaky start. You can say that you and Brian, or the project manager Brian, got off on the wrong note, okay? But that doesn't mean that, you know, all hell broke loose. At this point of time, if you would have you know, asked for a refund on the quality of work or the draft, then it would make sense for me to process the refund immediately. But the reasons that you're providing, I mean, the typo that appeared in the contract, okay, that's one reason. The reason why Brian didn't call you at 9 o'clock your time, that's another reason that you've given me. These seem to be like, you know, not good enough reasons to go ahead and cancel
well,
the complete project, right?
Well, let me tell you, I've already told you once that when Brian sent me, I guess, an email on how to upload, I don't know, it was complicated. If you'll give me a simple way to send you, do you want it in PDF format?
Yeah, of course. Anything that would work with you.
Okay, I've got a PDF format of the entire text.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a PDF format of the back cover.
Okay.
I will send you both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you respond and tell me what you're going to do. So
yes.
How do I, what email address do I use?
Okay, are you ready? Should I provide you my email address?
Yes.
Okay, that's going to be Samantha dot Hayes. I'll spell that out phonetically. It's S as in Sierra.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Sure.
Does it start with the letter S, Samantha, or what?
Yes. S as in Sam.
Yes. Okay.
A as in Alpha.
Okay.
M as in Mary.
Okay.
A as in Alpha.
Okay.
N as in November.
Okay.
T as in Tango.
Okay.
H as in Harry.
Okay.
A as in Alpha.
Okay.
Dot, like a period.
Okay.
Yeah. H as in Harry. No spaces.
Yeah.
A as in Alpha.
Yeah.
Y as in Yankee.
Okay.
E as in Echo.
Okay.
S as in Sam.
Got it.
At.
Okay.
PenguinBookWriters.com.
Okay, hold on.
Should I spell that out?
No, PenguinBookWriters.
.com.
.com. Okay, so all in little letters, Samantha dot Hayes at penguinbookwriters.com.
That is correct. You got it, Gary. You send me the manuscript The first thing that we'll be doing for you is providing you an editorial review or an evaluation report. That will contain the strengths, the weaknesses, along with recommendations and suggestions in terms of what we can improve in the manuscript. But personally, Gary, I would at this point recommend you to go with line edits only since we have to complete the project by the 18th. What are your thoughts on that?
What does a line edit mean?
Okay, let me explain the difference. Developmental editing means that an evaluation report will be provided to you in which the team will highlight the strengths and weaknesses of the manuscript in terms of the structuring, the transition, or the flow of the manuscript. In other words, it will include the changes in terms of rephrasing the content, okay, rewriting or rephrasing the content. That is
Hold on. I actually forbid that to happen. I have owned this book and honed this book, and the content is perfect. I do not want that content changed by anybody. You understand?
Okay, yeah. So we need to skip the process of sending you the evaluation report. Instead of that, we should move forward with line editing. Let me explain what line editing is. It's basically a compliance check in which we fix the grammatical issues, typos, spelling mistakes, if there are any, punctuation, along with the formatting of the book. In other words, we will fix the layout of the book according to the publishing criteria. I think from what I can understand, with the description or the information that you're providing me, I think your book only needs a compliance check, correct?
Well, it doesn't need a punctuation check because I've gone over that with a fine-tooth comb.
Okay. So what do you feel is required or needed in terms of editing the manuscript? I believe then it's just the formatting that needs to be done, right?
Well, what do you mean by formatting?
Formatting is adjusting the layout of the book, the interior pages,
right. Well,
for example, pagination.
Let me tell you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my formatting is follows. It's 6x9,
mm-hmm.
and the font varies. The font is reasonable. It's primarily for Times New Roman, and
mm-hmm.
The font is usually 14 unless it's a major heading.
Okay.
So there's very little formatting that I really don't want you to fool with the formatting either. The main concern would just be that it fits into your 6x9 frame. I typed it that way, so I think it will.
Okay. All right, then perfect. Gary, then let us go ahead and do a proofread, a thorough proofread of the manuscript.
Okay, all right.
Just to
all
make
right.
sure that everything is good to go, just in case if we find
okay.
any errors or anything that we feel, the team feels
okay.
that needs to
okay.
be changed, we'll get back to you
okay.
with that, and then you can review the suggestion. If you agree with that, then we'll make any changes on the manuscript. As of now, we're not planning to make any changes, just proofreading it, just to make sure that everything is in the right place, in the right manner. That sounds good to you?
All right. Yeah, I could probably send you the attached text and the attached back cover
mm-hmm.
within the next 5 to 10 minutes. Now,
perfect.
when will you be calling me with a response?
Okay. The usual turnaround time is 4 working days, but I'm not going to take that long since it's a rushed project or an urgent deadline. I will most likely get back to you within 1 hour. That sounds good?
Within what?
Within 1 hour.
1 hour?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
That's getting close to what I need to do elsewhere, but yes, okay, we'll respond within 1 hour. Okay. So
okay, if I don't get a hold of you, Gary, I'm going to drop you an email, okay, just in case if you're busy.
Good, good, okay. Well, let's get off the phone, and I will send you an email with 2 attachments, okay?
Perfect. That sounds great. Thank you so much for giving
okay.
us another chance, Gary. I will make sure that we don't let it go sideways, all right? And I'll personally
okay.
handle
your
project.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Samantha.
Thank you so much for your time, Gary. Take care, and I shall get back to you as soon as I receive your manuscript.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Perfect. Bye-bye.